Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of May, 2023, Thursday morning. I hope you're having a good week. I want to extend an offer. By the way, the gospel is not an offer. I'm offering you a free book, but I'm not offering you the gospel because the gospel's already been completed by Christ. But I am offering you a free book. If you go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to our contact section and say, I'd like the book, Lies for God Does Not Love Everyone. I'll be happy to send it to you. Mark's been reading through chapter 28. Today he's going to finish out the chapter on page 247. And then tomorrow he'll be continuing by the grace of God in chapter 29, which is entitled, God Hath Chosen the Foolish Things of This World to Confound the Wise. But today he's going to finish out chapter 28, beginning on page 247. Chapter
240, page 247.
Just 247?
Through the end of the chapter, yeah.
Grace, and by grace, and there's no more works, so there was grace, there's no more grace. If it be of works, and there's no more grace, so the work, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not attained that which he seeketh for. Election hath obtained it, and the rest are blinded. For as is written, God hath given the spirit of slumber eyes, they should not see, the ears they should not hear. And this day David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap, a stumbling block, a recompense unto them, let their eyes be darkened, if they may not see, and bow down their back alway. I say then, have they stumbled, they should fall, God forbid, rather fear fall. Salvation is coming to the Gentiles from the broken of jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the mission of the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness. I speak to you Gentiles, and as much as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my office, if by any means I may provoke emulation, that through my flesh might save of them. For the casting away of them be reconciled to the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. If the root be holy, so are the branches. Let some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, or grafted among them with them, partakest of the root, fast olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee, thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, thou might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they are broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear, for God spared not the natural branches. Take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness of the very of God on them which fell, so the very was toward. But toward thee goodness, without continuing his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again, for if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is spoiled, my nature ungrafted, contrary to nature, into the good olive tree. How much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree, for are not brethren? And you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, and blindness and parts half Israel until the fullness of Gentiles become in. So Israel shall be saved as written, there shall come out of Zion, deliverance shall turn away, and godliness of Jacob.
This is my covenant unto them, which I shall take away their sins, as concerning the gospel. Their enemies for your sakes, which touching the election, their blood for Father's sakes, gifts and callings of God, or without repentance, for as ye in times past probably God, yet have now obtained mercy, either unbelief, and even so have these also now not believe, that through your mercy may also obtain mercy. For God hath put them all in belief, that he might have mercy upon all. The depth of riches, both wisdom and knowledge of God, how uncertain are his judgments. His ways pass by now, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, it shall be recompensed unto him again, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11, 1 to 36.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. We'll continue tomorrow in chapter 29 of the book. We have a blessed day today.